This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm beginning a series today on the main topic of kids, or I should say the general topic of kids. I will be talking about a lot of different aspects of relating as a parent to your children of many different ages. I will try and address these issues so that even if you don't have children, you may find some of these concepts of use. My main theme is about being an effective parent. I think one part of the effective parent issue is being a person that can put aside his or her adult role and actually get down on the kid's level in terms of not only space-wise, as in on the floor, but to get down and think through what children are doing and thinking. Things like what might be fun and what might be funny to them, and then being able to be silly or funny or even stupid or whatever. I tend to be very good at that. That was very delightful for my kids before they were 5. And then by the time they got to be 10, it was, "Dad, you're going to have to behave in public, aren't you?" And of course, by junior high age, it was, "Dad, if you do that one more time, I'm not going to ever want to go out with you in public." And now the roles have turned, and they delight in doing things to me because they have so much fun with it, and they remember that I used to do things to them. They've accepted that I will never change, and now in their 20s, I gotta admit, they're more comfortable with me. It's sort of become a family tradition to embarrass Dad in public, just like Dad used to embarrass them. I think we can overdo it, just like we can overdo anything. Ben and I sometimes overdo this to each other, and then we have to apologize. But I think it keeps us both humble. The issue is, it doesn't matter whether you misread or you make a mistake. The issue is that you keep relating. Today I want to talk a little bit more about a playful aspect of relationships with our kids. When I speak with parents about their children, there's a wide variety of parent behaviors and personalities that we bring to parenting. And some of us are just naturally more childlike in our relationships with our children. We have a whole lot more fun and we can be kids too. But then some of us are more staid, circumspect, careful, cautious, quiet, and those kinds of us may have a hard time stepping out of that role and getting into the play role with our children. Now, does that make us worse parents? No, it doesn't make us worse parents. Everyone is unique, and you have to bring your own self to the parenting role. But for those of you that have no problem being childlike, indeed, your spouse may say, like my did on occasion, "I don't have 2 kids, I have 3 kids, because I count my husband as one of the kids." If that's the way you are, maybe you don't need to listen today, but maybe you could listen from the standpoint of there's someone else in your work or team environment that's a harder time letting loose with their kids, and you could model some things to them. I want to talk today to those people that maybe have a little trouble stepping outside of their adult role, and look at the whole issue of, can I get down to my kids' level and be childlike, and who sometimes feel that's kind of hard. What are the first thoughts that came into your mind as far as why it's hard? Well, putting myself in your shoes, one thing might be, I get embarrassed. I'm afraid that other people will make fun of me, or that I will make myself look stupid or something. My flippant response to myself is, well, good, that's how you should behave, because if you're going to do something that makes you feel embarrassed, that means you probably achieved that childlike behavior. Well, that doesn't help you feel any better about those kinds of things. I think the context where you're going to do some of these things is important. I think it's always better to practice where you have a little better opportunity to not be so overwhelmed and embarrassed. For example, to do something crazy or childlike or funny in a great big public arena where people would be shocked that you would do that might not go over too well. And you might end up saying, well, that hurt me more than it helped. What you might want to do is to go back and say, can I get down to my child's level? Can I be more childlike and playful in the privacy of my own home? If doing it in front of all the kids is a problem, then pick one. I've had people on occasion say, well, I'm too shy for even that. I'm too afraid of being embarrassed even with that. I couldn't do that in front of my kid, but I want to. So then I tell them, well, make it an imaginary thing. Pretend like you're playing a game. A lot of times parents can be a lot more comfortable if they're imagineering or role-playing an imaginary game. Some people have said they'd had to rehearse that kind of playful behavior a few times before they actually do it. I don't care. Just do it. The great thing about doing something like that is the payoff you get. And when you get down on your child level and enjoy a game or imaginary activity or anything, the absolutely incredible response that your kids give back to you, in that almost all cases, they make it eminently worth your while to do that. Thank you, Daddy. I had fun. Can we do that again? I love you. You know, you do that once or twice and you get to the point, oh, I'm going to enjoy being embarrassed because it gets me closer to the kids. I won't look like a captain of industry or whatever it is that I am, but I'm going to have fun. The funny thing about that, though, is that the next time you're in a public setting, your child may come up to you and say, Daddy, please play that game with me right now. And you're kind of waxing eloquent in front of a bunch of adults. So be prepared to be embarrassed, because I think it's okay. I think that being embarrassed or getting embarrassed can be one of the great joys of parenthood as well. It brings memories to life. My kids are always reminding me about times when I did or said something that ended up being quite embarrassing. It keeps me humble, and I think it helps them to see that I'm just a human, and it keeps them to see that and know that I love them dearly, that I care about them, and I want to be invested in them and in contact with them, whatever the case may be. When my kids went through their junior high phase, as I call it, the memory was that I was there for them, and that's what I keep trying to see, and I'm grateful that that appears to be paying off as they are entering young adulthood. It was a lot of work, and trying to relate to them often had little response from them. But I kept doing it because I had hopes that they'd get through the junior high age and they'd remember what life was like before, and maybe they'd enjoy me again. I think it works. They enjoy me. At least they say they do. I'm willing to go with that. So you see, effective parenting isn't about complex or fancy formulas, rules, strategies, or anything like that. I believe it's about commitment to keep in there no matter what. Will you get stuck at times? Yes. Will you need help at times? Could be. It gets back to, what do you want your kids to remember? That dad was quiet and they didn't get to know him that well? Or that dad was willing to do whatever it took to be there for them? That's been my goal. Now, it's been a while since I gave you any real homework, so get ready. Here are a couple of homework options. Between now and the next time I'm with you, I want you to try and get down on your children's level. I mean, really. Get really down. I mean down. On the floor if necessary. Spend at least 15 minutes doing what they want to do. Anything. See what happens. Well, here's another one. If your child is older, sit down with them somewhere and try and just listen to them for 15 minutes without interrupting. This should be a real trick if they're over 12. They probably won't say much. However, I believe in you. You can do it. No kids of your own? Borrow some and do the same two things. It works. What is all this for? It's about relationship. It's about commitment. It's about fun. And it's about memories. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.